can't run away from ourselves, is pretty much the bottom line. So let's close our eyes, and now we want to meditate on the body. So this is, I learned from Joseph would talk all the time. I'm sitting there, and my knee hurts. Well, if you meditate on the experience and the sensations of what we're calling my and knee, there's no my and there's no knee. There's just the experience and sensations. So that's what we can awaken through the sensations in the body if we don't overlay our story about it, our judgment of it, our resistance of it, our striving to get rid of it, our non-acceptance of it, our not letting it be. So close the eyes, take a breath, come into the moment. We're going to take a little bathroom break after this meditation sitting. Be here now. Present moment is where life can be found. It's where healing happens. Keep it simple. Just set an intention of a beginner's mind, non-striving. And in this brief sitting, we're just going to expand from the breath to the whole body. If you notice sensations, a tingle, an itch, a wound, a pressure, a temperature, a breeze, just be aware. Make a little note of that and let that become the object of your attention. At this point, if thinking happens or planning or judging, just return to the breath. Note that and come back. If an emotion or mood is arising, feeling, tone, just note that feeling and come back to the breath. So you just, this is to really tune into the body. Not as the body, but as sensations. The feet, the ankles, the calves. The pressure of your buttocks against the seat. Be here now. Your hands in your lap in some fashion or touching each other. Feel. Not the hands, but the experience. The map is not the territory. It leads us to what's the experience of your body? Beyond the part. Shoulders, the hands, the back, the spine. And before we sit in silence, awareness up into the head and neck, and allow the lips to part momentarily. And just feel how awareness itself purifies. It's like without trying, that awareness, we let go of tension in the jaw that we didn't even know we had. We didn't even know we had it. And again, we're going to hold this in the spirit of intention, beginner's mind, the guest house, being gentle and kind and compassionate with ourselves. And just welcome whatever arises in the body.
Every once in a while, you can scan the body just to note where tightness has come and bring awareness and loosen it a little. If you've gotten tight in the jaw, and if you note that looseness has come, back or spine, and just bring awareness and tighten up just a little bit to have the head, neck, and spine straight line, chin parallel, relaxed and alert. Last few moments of the sitting, really pay attention to the sensations, to the actual experience of what we call body, of what we call knee, of what we call back. So there's no knee, there's no back, there's no my, there's just the experience, the sensations themselves, coming and going, arising and passing away, or staying. Just bringing a mindful awareness to your experience of what we call the body. Let's spend the last few moments with compassion, loving kindness practice, but some of you shared loved ones that you know are struggling and it's hard to be with that, to witness that, to want to help. And so again, breathing in and out of the heart, as a resource, as a part of you capable of opening the pain and suffering of others to care, to be present, to be non-attached, not to hold on, not to need to fix it, not to shut down, to push it away, but to stay present in the midst of it, to actually connect from the heart. We care about your pain. May you be free from suffering. Just as a way of being with it, of relating to it, to the suffering of others. So you can choose someone in your life that part of their life is a struggle or a challenge or a difficulty in their mind or body or heart or life. And we open to it. We breathe it in. We breathe out compassion and kindness and wish them well. Not that there aren't things that we wouldn't want to do or couldn't do to help and support, but in the compassion practice, it's to just be with this pain and suffering, with the heart open, caring deeply in a non-attached way. And just like me, they struggle and want to be free from suffering. And I can see their pain. I can see their struggle. And I care. And I wish them well. And I wish them freedom from suffering. And loving kindness. And health and happiness. In the midst of their challenges. And in our compassion practice, we see the connection. We see the universality of suffering. Begin to sense the wisdom, the seeing clearly that we can cultivate in our mindfulness practice, in our meditation practice, and also to bring to it the heart, the compassion practices, loving kindness, and later this afternoon, equanimity and joy. All our practices give us the tools, resources, choice to face our challenges with wisdom and compassion as a teacher, guiding us to our healing and our awakening. Again, our practice is not just for ourselves and our own struggles, but in the degree to which it connects us with others and the world, the earth. Our practice is for the benefit of all.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.